SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A San Francisco federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to end the deployment of California National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Another ruling of note, a judge says secret grand jury transcripts from Jeffrey Epstein's 2019 sex trafficking case can be made public. The judge joins two other judges in granting the Justice Department request to unseal the investigative material. President Trump says his top priority is to make America affordable again. He talked about that big rally last night in northeast Pennsylvania.
Facing criticism over the high cost of living, the president used his visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, to blame Joe Biden and Democrats for the affordability crisis.
The Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high. Because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
He acknowledged there's more work to do in improving the economy, even as he defended his tariff policy and pointed to falling gas prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is expected to hold a series of campaign-style rallies in advance of next year's important midterm elections. The strategy is to get the president out there in hopes that he will get more pro-Trump voters to the polls. Miami will be getting its first Democrat mayor in several decades.
Democrat Eileen Higgins has won the Miami mayor's race, defeating Republican Emilio Gonzalez, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Well, we did it!
Higgins will be the first woman to lead Miami. With nearly all the votes counted from Tuesday's voting, Higgins led Republican Gonzalez by about 19 percentage points. Audio courtesy of WSVN. I'm Donna Warder.
Later today, the Fed will announce its latest decision on interest rates. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 70 points. This is SRN News. America's religious profile is unchanged.
The Pew Research Center reports that as of this year, 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, down just 2 points from 2020. The percentage of people who call themselves atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion has stayed steady at 28%.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal.
For the past 5 years, while the percentage of people belonging to non-Christian faiths is up from 7% to 8%, the poll suggests a kind of settling in the overall U.S. religious profile. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Catholic Archdiocese of New York says it will set up a $300 million fund to compensate victims of priest sex abuse who have sued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the Archdiocese will pay for the fund by reducing its budget and selling off assets, including completing the sale of its former headquarters in Manhattan. This is SRN News. New ski season in the Green Mountain State. Rescue teams increasingly relying on social media.
A TikTok video has influenced skiers chasing fresh powder tracks in the backcountry of Vermont. That means inexperienced resort goers are skiing out of bounds, finding themselves lost in the woods and in need of rescue. John Wasey is the chief at Stowe Mountain Rescue.
Stowe Mountain Rescue responded to a 911 call for two lost skiers. One was a skier, one was a snowboarder, two 19-year-olds.
The rescue now sees around 8 missions to help multiple lost skiers per season, compared to around 3 only 5 years ago. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
South Korea will require advertisers to label their ads made with AI. It's looking to curb a surge of deceptive promotions. Promotions that feature fabricated experts or deep-faked celebrities endorsing food or pharmaceutical products. More details, SRNNews.com.